علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge with Sheikh Mukhtar on IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 53rd letter, which is a letter he wrote to Malik Ashtar, in which there are certain guidelines with regards to leadership. In one of the phrases, Imam Ali alayhi salam, when talking about certain people in sensitive positions who commit treason, he says that the higher level authority needs to have spies who give him information, trustworthy good spies that give credible results and reports with regards to the workings of a certain civil officer. And let's say if that civil officer is proven to have committed treason, then he's supposed to be punished. And the punishment that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions here, فَقَسَتَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي بَدَنِهِ, that the higher level authority, that means let's say the president or someone in a high position, he needs to apply corporal punishment on the person. And we say that, of course, this has some wisdom, because when these types of punishments are there, they would be a very strong deterrent for people who even want to think about committing treason, and it will keep them on track and will make them commit and perform their duties.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to say, وَأَخَذْتَهُ بِمَا أَصَابَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ, that you as the leader, the higher level authority, you need to get hold of him because of the things that he has done. He has to face the consequences of what he has done, for the actions he has committed, for the treason that he has done. Of course, there are treasons that are of different type, yeah? The khiyana, as we say, or the treason, or the treachery, or the stealing, let's say, that has been done, has got levels. There are certain times that a person kind of misuses some funds, and sometimes no, there is a high level treason. A person actually goes, lets out secrets of the government and causes the government to be destroyed and does bad things, you know, for the people. There are different levels. So each levels will have a punishment of its own kind. But here we're talking about, for example, misuse of funds or similar things. But if it is something more concerning, something more sensitive, then the punishments, of course, have levels. on how to deal with that negative, you can say, effect that has trickled down in the society because of the act of that person. So, a person, when Imam Ali al-Salam says, وَأَخَذْتَهُ بِمَا أَصَابَ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ, on the one hand, it includes the punishment, but of course, it also includes a good level of questions and answerability. That how comes, for example, you have so much money in your account, let's say. How did it come to your account? What did you do that you end up getting so rich while you, with this type of, with the amount of, for example, money that you're getting in this position, you're not supposed to have these many belongings. What's happening? Like, what is the reason? Okay, if there's a valid reason, why not? We'll take that valid reason. But if there's no way to prove and there's no valid reason, then there has to be some kind of action taken. And therefore, this will keep those leaders and those people in check. ثُمَّ نَصَبْتَهُ بِمَقَامِ الْمَذَلَّةِ. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam also goes to say that not only that, you are supposed to stamp him with humiliation. He has to be stamped with humiliation if he does certain things. It's not that he's just going to be punished secretly and he's just, everything's going to be hush-hush and quietly maybe he'll be taken out of the country. No, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that these people have to be stamped with humiliation. وَسَمَّتْهُ بِالْخِيَانَةِ, and they have to be named as traitors. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying.
Nahjul Balagha, translated as the peak of eloquence, is a compilation of sermons, letters, and sayings that reflected Imam Ali's profound insights on governance, ethics, spirituality, and social justice. Sayyid Razi's meticulous work in preserving and presenting Imam Ali's words has made Nahjul Balagha a timeless source of inspiration for scholars, theologians, and seekers of wisdom.
So Imam Ali alayhi salam is not just saying that you give them a punishment that will be very easy for them so that they continue to do what they want and it will not have that deterrence that is required. No, one who is coming into that sensitive position knows what he's signing up for. He knows that he's supposed to sign up for a task that is sensitive, that is going to affect the lives of millions of people. And therefore, he has to be careful. And he also knows that in Islam, if he takes up such a position, and if he commits active treason, and he commits acts of stealing and, let's say, misuse of his position, then there are consequences, coming from physical consequences on his body, up until other types of consequences that could be of a financial nature, that include his own, let's say, position, his respect and his honor, that will also be affected. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says here, once he is found and proven to be a traitor, or he has committed, let's say, some kind of treason, from the lower level of treason to the higher levels of treason, whatever it is, if it is proven and he is doing it, actively, and with all those conditions that are there in the fiqh that can be referred to at its position and at its right time, such a person has to be named as a person who has committed treason, as it has to be known to the people. Sammathu bil khiyana. It's not that he has committed this bad act and then you just forget about it and you just continue giving him nice positions and good names. No, this person is supposed to be clearly known as a traitor, as a person who has committed treason. وَقَلَّتَّهُ عَارَ التُّهْمَ, and the chain of accusation has to be placed on him. He has to be known that he is now a person who is accused of a crime. this is going to be a very strong deterrence. If a person knows this is going to happen to me if I misuse my position, it's going to be a very strong deterrence, and of course it will keep that person on track with regards to his duties. These are certain important statements that Imam Ali al-Islam has with regards to leadership and with regards to taking care of being committed to the position and delivering and not performing acts of treason and, let's say, misuse of funds and misappropriation and misuse of positions. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He continues to protect us in all our affairs, and especially if we have any such positions, that He gives us the strength to deliver properly and accurately in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه